I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The breaking news of the day, if you're just tuning us in, is that the former general manager of the Green Bay Packers, Ted Thompson, released a statement earlier today, says that he is suffering from an autonomic disorder, and it's the primary reason that he's no longer the general manager of the Green Bay Packers. He said, "I've been diagnosed with this disorder. I feel it's important to mention that based on the test results and the options of the medical specialist, they feel I do not fit the profile of somebody with CTE, but it's an autonomic disorder." Now, my go-to person in this, I just said, "Hey, can you shoot me some information on this?" The symptoms are wide-ranging. They can include problems with regulation of heart rate, blood pressure, body temperature, perspiration, bowel and bladder functions. Other symptoms include fatigue, lightheadedness, feeling faint, passing out, weakness, cognitive impairment. It can mimic Parkinson's. It can be brought on by other things such as Parkinson's, which could be an underlying cause here. The disorders can occur alone or as the result of other things, even including alcoholism, diabetes, and many other issues. So it's a very blanket disorder. It doesn't give the specifics, but Ted says, "Look, I have this. I do not have CTE, and now it's up for, you know, for the speculation as to what is the primary cause for all of this." As many of you have pointed out your own, you know, thoughts, but Ted Thompson today acknowledging that he does have health issues, and I think that's probably the bigger statement here than anything. Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, Mike Clements from NFL Sirius Radio. So, Mike, Ted kind of confirming, without being detail-oriented, what many of us thought, right?
Oh, well, you know, going on to late 2015, 2016, you know, we started talking about, gosh, he really spoke slow during that press conference. Or, you know, Ted has always been this slow, drawl Texas guy, man of few words, has always, you know, tries to be polite, answer questions when he could, but obviously he didn't want to talk much to us. You know, he plays his cards close to his vest. It's like Mark Murphy said Saturday night in front of, you know, 5,000 people at the Hall of Fame banquet. You know, I would never want to get into a poker game with Ted Thompson. But Ted today coming clean, and I think that's the next chapter. And I think, for, you know, he is very guarded about players' health, and he just thinks, you know, he's a champion of HEPA rules, you know, that he didn't need to reveal his either. But it was getting clear in his final year as general manager that this was starting to hold him back. The one thing I know about this autonomic nervous system attack, it says it's activated in situations that are associated with chronic stress.
Mm-hmm.
A major depressive order, a nervous system that can be continuously activated by chronic stress. That's a stressful job that he's in. This guy is a grinder. That's how he got the job. That's how he got to be as good at it. You know, we heard about the stories. Mike McCarthy telling the story about what's it like to work with Ted Thompson. Well, you know, you go to the Senior Bowl, and guys get there Wednesday afternoon, and they settle in, they say hello to the other guys, and they start interviewing the players. Ted Thompson is wrapping up. He's already done. He's been there since Monday. He's there, first guy in, interviewing players, catching them when he can, filling out his forms. He's already done. He's the first there, you know, and sometimes the last to go. So it's interesting that he's come clean and saying, with all the testing he's done, not only with the team doctors, going to the medical college in Wisconsin, going to the Mayo Clinic, it's not CTE. It's not because of his 13 years of taking hits as a linebacker and special teams player for the Houston Oilers. It's just something that's, you know, developed in him over the years. And at some point, Mark Murphy had to sit him down saying, the job is getting too big for you health-wise.
Mike, the speculation has been running wild. And like I had mentioned, this is kind of the confirmation of all of that. But he was very specific to say, I do not have CTE. Do you find a reason for that, to very specifically say that's not it?
No, I don't. You know, no one has really written about this. I'm sure that like all kinds of rumors have come back to him. People have speculated if that's what it was. And I would imagine as a guy who's lived a football life, he's probably sensitive to that, you know? And and anybody that's involved in the league, I mean, there was just a story out this morning about the millions of dollars the league is trying to pay out. At the same time, former players that feel like they're getting the runaround. You know, let's say you're a 50-year-old former NFL football player and you think you've got some symptoms, and then you call the NFL and say, well, how do I go through this process? Well, you have to see one of our specific doctors in our network within a 150-mile radius, and then you can't find these guys. So they're having a hard time processing. So former players are talking about this all the time. So that's probably why it's, you know, at the top of his mind to talk about, you know, the effects of playing the game, and maybe he just wants to clarify that. This is not because I was a football player. This is because of other things that have developed with me, with my nervous system, health-wise.
Well, it's certainly, put it this way, it's just certainly kind of, I guess, you know, verifies what some people thought, that there was something going on, and whether he just found out about it now or it was something that he had been looking into for a while.
Yeah, the statement doesn't really reveal when he decided to go through all this testing.
Yeah.
Or if it was during 2017 when he turned out to be his final season and Mark Murphy said, look, Ted, you know, I mean, I'm observing here, and I just think that you probably need help. And you know, at the end of the season, let's have you step down, and you know, we'll put a replacement plan in place for you. Because you know, they still thought when it came to the draft day and the decisions he made and the talent evaluations, he was still the smartest guy in the room. He was doing it at a slower pace, needed more help at times. He did that 2017 too. He did not make those trips like he used to make. You know, the truck was still there in the parking lot on Wednesdays and Thursdays. He was not going to all the colleges like he'd done years past.
Oh, absolutely. I know.
He's a scout. You know, he likes to be there firsthand. He's not just a general manager who delegates and dictates to a staff of 25 or something. Ted liked to do it personally. I ran him in the airport a couple of times just changing planes. And I'm going to follow the Packers. And he's, you know, between Saturday games where he's going to go and see plays. And you'd never know it. The guy's wearing a baseball cap, a T-shirt, a polo shirt.
Mike, we got to run. Music. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks, pal. There you go. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.